we're having at it. If you had some boys here and some boys over there, you'd say, when you were talking about that group, you'd say, I don't mean these boys, I mean...
Those boys over there.
Yeah. Isn't this fun? If you were doing something, and now we're not in old-timey stuff, if you were doing something and showing someone how to do it, and then he started to do it and he got all mixed up, you'd say, don't do it that way, do it
this way.
And show him with your hands.
Yeah.
Do you raise peaches?
Mm.
Will they thrive in this country?
Not anymore. They, we used to raise them. Fine fruit here. Used to use fine fruit here. This place here, the people that I got it off of, they used to have all this in orchard.
Hmm. Doesn't do anymore, huh?
Hmm.
That's a pity.
Yeah, we can't have it. Don't have the right weather, and we have more worm, different worm, and some you just can't kill out. My pecan tree out there, I had it sprayed, and I noticed now the webworms.
Hmm.
They ain't doing, and I noticed my pecan just falling.
What do they do, eat the foliage?
Mm-hmm.
What would you call the center of a peach?
Well, the center would be a seed.
And how about a peach with a loose seed?
Well, we didn't call it a graft peach.
Graft peach?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the old timey word?
Mm-hmm.
How about one with a seed that's loose?
Well, then just call it a cling.
Mm-hmm. How about the center of an apple?
Well, they just core.
Core? How about a cherry?
There'd be another seed in
there. Another seed, huh? Did you ever take apple and cut it up into dried, into pieces and then dry them?
Mm-hmm. That's the way we used to dry all feet. And peaches, dry peaches.
Pretty good, too,
yes,
aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Especially along about January.
Yeah.
What did you call these dried pieces of apple? Anything special?
No, just dried apple.
And you mentioned pecans. Do you have any other nuts around here?
No. Mr. Harper down there, he has a couple of cherry trees.
Uh-huh. Are there any wild walnut trees?
Yeah, there are a lot of walnuts.
What do you have to do with walnuts after you gather them before you can eat them?
Well, got to hull them, let them dry out.
Mm-hmm. Now, the hull, what part is that?
That's the outside hull,
uh-huh.
Green, see? Uh-huh. That's what holds the walnut. Then when that goes to walnut, it dries up on there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got to take some and knock that off.
Uh-huh.
So like a chestnut.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got a hull of chestnut. Ooh.
And then what's inside of that?
The kernel.
Uh-huh. Now, you mentioned this thing, it dries up. Is there, what's the hard thing inside there after this